But again, these things, the Democrats run these states. So they are not going to lose. They're not going to lose to Trump. They've won all the legal battles. But they're looking, it's looking bad in Nevada for the Democrats. And Georgia is really what it's all going to come down to. But people in Georgia aren't going to believe it if Trump loses. And now you got returns in Arizona, too. I mean, folks, Arizona and Georgia are plus 10 conservatively Republican. Conservatively plus 10. And they're going to come out and say, oh, Kamala wins Arizona and Georgia. Nobody's going to believe that. These are deep red states. Deep red. But they run all the shenanigans in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona. They run all the shenanigans in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows their game. But it might be too obvious, and Harris might just be too awful of a candidate. So they might just wave the white flag, let Trump in, destroy the White House before he gets there, have all these things ready to collapse the economy, start wars, start riots, blame it all on Trump, sabotage his 4 years, and then punish the American people and say, this is what you get for electing Trump. So that is now, I would say, the leading potential if I'm looking at all the different outcomes. I'd say that's now your 60% outcome versus 40% they just outright steal it and put Harris in. I'd say that's the trajectory that we're on. And it's just so imperative. It's just so imperative that the incoming administration prepares for this. I mean, the Democrats run Washington, D.C., so you could say, well, the Democrats, the D.C. police and the National Guard and everything needs to be prepared for this. No, they'll stand down like they did on January 6th. They'll want it to happen. They'll want it to happen. So then you kind of look at it from the public lens and you say, well, what are Americans going to think when the Democrats talk about the peaceful transition of power and then they riot on Inauguration Day? Most people didn't see it in 2017. Most people have no idea that the Democrats were rioting in Washington, D.C. at Trump's inauguration in 2017. The media did not cover it, and things were not as hyper-politicized even then as they are now. It'll be impossible to ignore this go-around, and with the burgeoning of the independent press and X, it'll be impossible to ignore. It'll be impossible for people not to see it. So then they'll sit here and say, oh, wow, it is the Democrats that are part of the violence. It is the Democrats that are not accepting the results of the election. And they'll go to the Capitol on January 6th and try to stop the certification of Trump's victory. Guarantee it. I guarantee it. They're already telling you they're going to do that. And how ironic. It'll be January 6th, 2005, and the Democrats will try to stop the certification of Trump's victory. So I'd say that's now your 60% odds, that's where it's going to go, versus 40% they steal Georgia and Harris wins. I'm not sure if they even want Harris at this point. She's such a disaster. She is just such a disaster. And so it might be more worth it to the deep state and the globalists to let Trump get in, punish the American people for electing him, collapse everything when he's in there. They want to collapse everything anyway. Might as well do it when he's in there. Blame it all on him. Blame it all on the American people. And then never let a disaster go to waste. So I'd say that's now the odds of what's going to happen with this election. And all this nonsense. Because, see, you got all kinds of Democrats, and they're all thinking the same thing. They don't have to communicate it with one another. They all know that they have to steal Arizona or steal Georgia. They know it. So they don't have to communicate these things. They know it. So they say, oh, well, and they tell the local media, even in Pennsylvania, yeah, it might take us a couple of weeks to announce the winner. It might take us a couple of weeks to tell you who wins. Oh, I wonder why that is. Because they got to find enough votes for Harris to defeat Trump. They all know it. They don't have to communicate it. They don't have to say it to one another. They all know it. What's the point of even having a voting machine if you can't tabulate the votes the day of the election? What's the point? So they're going to run all this, and the American people are just going to see how corrupt our elections are, more so than they ever have. And so that's where we're at. Now, here's some of the other results that we have coming in. Pennsylvania continues to look bad. Even if you thought 100% of independent votes are going to Trump, he's still behind by a 250,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And again, it's the exact same situation where it's Philadelphia, where it's just stacked for Democrats. I mean, the returns in Philly are just insane. At this rate, they'll tell you Kamala Harris got 80% or more, probably 90% of the vote in Philadelphia. So Pennsylvania, not looking good. North Carolina is looking good. The Democrats, with the latest numbers, are up 10,000 on the Republicans, but the vote in North Carolina is basically split three ways between Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And I think it's fair to say Trump is going to get most independent votes. So I'd say North Carolina looking good for Trump as the results continue to come in. Same case in Nevada. Trump continues to hold a small lead, or Republicans, I should say. Republicans continue to maintain a small lead. And then with 25% independent votes, I think that all looks good for Trump as well. So I'd say returns so far in Nevada look good for Trump. Florida, everything looks good for Republicans there. We'll see. It might be closer than we expect. But I'd say Florida still looks like it will be a red state. So what are they doing? They're back to calling Trump Hitler. Joe Biden saying he needs to be locked up. They're writing fake news stories about him. And so this is what's going on. And now they're shopping around a story. They're trying to get some hack. They're trying to get some low-life liberal to publish a story that says Trump walks around praising Hitler all day long. And they've already debunked their latest fake news story that Trump said, oh, a Mexican funeral shouldn't cost $60,000 or whatever it is, and trashing veterans and trashing Gold Star families. The families have said it's fake news. The families and everybody that was there have said it's all fake news. They've scolded the Atlantic. They've scolded the people repeating the story. And so we can show you those clips coming up as well. And yesterday in North Carolina, Tulsi Gabbard officially switched her party affiliation to Republican. So the best Democrat candidate that they had in 2020 is now a Republican. So I think that says a lot. Yeah, we'll trade Tulsi Gabbard for Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney any day of the week.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air, and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.